it's that time of year where, of course, we're looking forward to Christmas. But this time of year also holds many, many obscure holidays. That's part of Factor Bullcrap today. We get started, however, with something else that we look forward to this time of year. That's right, Barbara Walters' Most Fascinating People list.
Yes, I'm not fascinated by this at all.
All right, so here we go. This is how much do you know about the Barbara Walters' Most Fascinating People list? Fact or bullcrap? What's the score?
I'm way ahead.
Okay, Tom's a big
winner. Way ahead, 20 to 13.
All right, statement number one. Michael Flatley made the list in 2004 as one of the co-hosts of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Fact or bullcrap?
That's bullcrap.
No, that's fact.
It's bullcrap.
Michael Flatley is the Lord of the Dance.
Yes, that's correct. He's the Riverdance guy, Lord of the Dance, and he made the list in 1997. But the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy
the Queer
host,
Eye guys love him anyway.
They also made the list in 2004. Next statement. Leslie Abramson made the list in 1994. She was an astronaut who spent 188 consecutive days in space.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, I think this is bullcrap, too. I recognize that name, but she's not an astronaut.
She is not an astronaut. It is bullcrap. Abramson did make the list in 1994, but she was the defense attorney for the Menendez brothers. The astronaut is Shannon Lucid. She made the list in 1996 after setting records for most hours spent orbiting the Earth by a woman and most by an American. All right, number three, Siegfried Fischbacher made the list in 2003. Of course, we know him as the scientist who cloned the first mammal, a sheep named Dolly. Fact or bullcrap?
That's bullcrap.
That's bullcrap, yes.
Yes, it is bullcrap. He is the Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy.
The only Siegfried that people in America know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Name another Siegfried. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. They made the list. Let's see. They made the list in 2003. The Dolly guy is Ian Wilmut. He made the list back in 1997.
Did they make the list post or pre-Tiger Attack?
I think it had to have been post-Tiger Attack, because before that, everybody's like...
Right, they've just been churning away in Las Vegas doing that show for years. Right,
yeah, until you become Tiger Chow. Yeah. You're really not all that... Hmm? What? That, oh, man, there's another joke in there, but I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway,
Tiger's asked to fight its natural instincts for 15 years, and finally let's go once.
Gosh, there is such a great joke. I'm walking away.
Control yourself, will you?
Jonathan Lee Iverson was on the list in 2009. You remember him better as the pregnant man. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, man, Johnny Iverson. Was he the pregnant man? I don't think so. I'm going to say this is bullcrap, too.
I believe this is bullcrap, and I believe that I know who he is. I believe that he is the first African-American ringmaster for Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
Bing, bing, bing.
How did you know that?
That
because
is right.
Because I've interviewed him before.
That is a useless piece of information right
there. Not today. It's not. It is indeed bullcrap. Thomas Beatty is the transgendered guy known as the pregnant man. Iverson made the list 10 years earlier, 1999. Working for Ringling Brothers was the first African-American ringleader for a major
USA. Did he get eaten by a tiger, too?
Mm-mm.
All right.
No, as nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet, right, though. No. He was a prince.
I'm up one going into the second half. Here we go.
Cats obeyed him.
I'll give some tips to Siegfried. Bring him over here. We do this as a group interview.
You know what I'm saying. Larry Page made the list in 1993. He's the special effects guy who won Oscars for Aliens, Terminator 2, and Jurassic Park. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
No. God, all trick questions today? Really? Larry Page is one of the Google guys. No, this is bullcrap.
Tom's right. It is bullcrap. Stan Winston is the guy that won the Oscars for all of the freaky movies. Larry Page made the list in 2004 because he is one of the co-founders of Google. All right. You done choking it up?
So the only way I can win this week is if Tom keels over and dies.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Which he might, in fact, be doing.
So take advantage of the fact that Tom is choking to death. Do you need me to perform the Heimlich? Because if that's the case, you're going to die.
That'd be all right.
Okay, Heimlich I can do.
Well, it's Heimlich's not going to do it. Not going to do any good with coffee. It just
mouth to mouth ain't going to happen.
All right, good.
All right, here we go. We now move into the back nine, a golf reference for you. The back nine of the Factor Bullcrap. It's all about Festivus and other obscure holidays in December. You ready?
Festivus, okay.
December 25th is also known as National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Factor Bullcrap.
I'll say this is some other day in December, maybe the day after. I'll say this is bullcrap.
I believe there is such a day, but it's not. It's bullcrap. It's a different day.
Gentlemen, you are correct. The holiday does exist. It's December 20th. December 20th. Only 15 days to National Ugly Sweater Day. December 9th is National Christmas Card Day. Fact or bullcrap?
December 9th.
Mm-hmm. December 9th.
Getting your cards out early in time to be delivered anywhere, huh? All right, I'll buy that. Well, you're supposed to go first, but I'll say fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes, it's up three now.
It's the day you're supposed to start the process of sending out your cards. All right, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day falls on December 12th this year. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, where's the calendar?
No, wait a minute. Why would we be moving Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day around?
Of course, we remember sense. December 7th is the day that Pearl Bailey got bombed.
I think this is bullcrap. Why would we move Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day around? Why would it float on the calendar? Bullcrap.
Maybe what because you, the 7th falls on a Sunday or something, or... this is weird enough to be true. I'll say this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah.
It's always okay. December 7th, right. Which is, of course, Pearl Harbor Day. Saturday marks the 72nd anniversary, by the way. All right, Festivus from Seinfeld.
I like the concept of the airing of grievances.
Yes.
The Festivus poll.
The Festivus poll. Festivus from Seinfeld is celebrated on December 23rd. Fact or bullcrap?
2 days before Christmas.
I think that is fact, because the airing of the grievances then would ruin the entire holiday weekend. I'll say this is fact.
Fact.
It is fact. People actually do celebrate Festivus, but mostly as a joke. There's a website called FestivusPoles.com where you can buy a 6-foot aluminum pole instead of a tree.
Boy, that would cheese off the neighbors, wouldn't it?
Capitalism at its finest.
All right, last statement. And how are we doing on the...
I'm up two, so I have a victory.
Tom has already won.
All right, today... no, not today. Monday, December 2nd. Monday, December 2nd. Was National Fritters Day. Fact or bullcrap?
Ooh, I like fritters.
If it wasn't, it should have been. And if it's wrong, we'd like it to be in the future.
Yeah, I'll say fact.
Fact.
Yes, indeed. Monday, December 2nd was National Fritters Day. You are supposed to eat fritters all day, which is basically anything dipped in batter than fried. Apple fritters are probably the most popular. However, there is an establishment around here that has banana fritters.
Oh yeah,
they have banana fritters.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Have cherry fritters. They have, they're really good.
Yeah.
Tom got 9 out of 10 and wins 9-7.
Wow, that is truly impressive. So Tom knows all about Barbara Walters and obscure Christmas time holidays. That's awesome. WSAU, congratulations, Tom. We'll be right back.
I remember one time I got in an almost fight at a bar. I was out, and some dude and I were having words. You know, we're getting ready to throw down. And he's like, let's take it outside, you know. And my friend goes, oh, he'll bring it. I was like, well, maybe we should talk about this before you start spouting off things. We got to go outside. This guy's taking it. Now I got to bring it. We're going to be one shy because I don't have it, you know what I mean? I don't even know what it is. We sign up for, is this like a potluck? I didn't know I was supposed to bring stuff to it, but so we're out there, we're standing toe-to-toe, right, and it's getting ready to happen, and he's mad, but I'm even madder, and the way I know that is because when I get extremely mad, I start to cry a little bit. Probably happens to other people. It's just a point of anger where I start welling up with tears. It's like a weird defense mechanism I was unaware my body possessed, because I was like, let's fight. But my body's like, danger, release the water. I wasn't sad. Those weren't, you know, sad tears, whatever. Those were tears of anger. Unfortunately, tears of anger look very similar to tears of please don't hurt me, mister. So that didn't solve the problem. People watching it were probably pretty confused, I would imagine, because they think they're going to see a fight, and then one of the guys looks like he just watched the ending to The Notebook, so they don't know that's going to... Other people just saw the end of it. They just saw me standing in front of a guy with tears streaming down my face. They're like, oh, those two guys just broke up or something.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.